The Supreme Court struck out boldly today, agreeing to take a fresh look at two of its own rulings. In the area of affirmative action, the High Court agreed to re-examine whether race can ever be a factor in university admissions. And in the area of gay rights, the court agreed to review whether state anti-sodomy laws, which make consensual homosexual conduct a crime, are constitutional. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
In 1978, the Supreme Court ruled by a 5-4 vote that while state colleges and universities could not set aside a specific number of slots for minority admissions, universities could consider race as a so-called plus factor. The late Justice Lewis Powell cast the critical fifth vote and wrote that universities could consider race in the same manner as other factors, such as where the applicant is from, whether he or she is the child of alumni, whether the applicant has particular talents, such as athletic ability or musical talent. For more than the next decade, using race as a plus factor was the widely accepted system of affirmative action in higher education. But for the last decade, conservative activists have challenged those programs in the lower courts, often with success. The Supreme Court, however, ducked the issue until today. Today, the High Court finally said it would re-examine the whole question of race in college admissions, using two cases brought against the University of Michigan by white applicants who were rejected and claimed they were the victims of reverse discrimination. As evidence, they cited the fact that their grades and board scores were higher than some minorities who were accepted for admission. The white students are represented by the Center for Individual Rights, a public interest group that has been at the forefront of the challenge to affirmative action in higher education. The center's legal director is Kurt Levy. He was elated today.
The court is going to tell us once and for all whether race can be a factor, whether racial preferences are okay, and no matter what they say, I think it's going to shape admissions policies nationwide for probably decades to come.
Leading the fight for affirmative action over the last 5 years has been University of Michigan President Lee Bollinger. Now president of Columbia University, Bollinger portrays affirmative action programs as a way to compose a diverse class of students. From an applicant pool that is winnowed down to those who are qualified, he says, the university admits people of widely differing backgrounds and talents.
Following upon the great decision in Brown versus Board of Education, all of these institutions have been trying to get the advantages of having a racially and ethnically diverse student body. And it's really one of the great success stories of American higher education.
The Supreme Court, however, in recent years, has not looked kindly upon affirmative action programs in other walks of life. Nonetheless, supporters of the Michigan program say education is different because it is the gateway to opportunity. Affirmative action in college admissions was only the first of the major issues that the Supreme Court agreed to re-examine today. The other is the constitutionality of state laws that make it a crime to engage in consensual and private homosexual conduct. In 1986, the Supreme Court upheld anti-sodomy laws, declaring that to invalidate them would, quote, cast aside millennia of moral teaching. But that very controversial decision has barely been mentioned by the justices since then, and today they agreed to hear a constitutional challenge to Texas convictions against two men found having sex in the privacy of their apartment. Police had received a false tip about a disturbance in the apartment and, upon entering through an unlocked door, found the men in bed. The two were arrested, held in jail overnight, and fined for violating the state anti-sodomy law. Now they're asking the Supreme Court to overturn its 16-year-old decision on anti-sodomy laws. Yale Law Professor Bill Eskridge has written extensively about the court's decisions in this area of the law.
It gives the court a very important opportunity to think about situating the court's constitutional jurisprudence vis-a-vis gay, lesbian, and bisexual Americans, and moving that jurisprudence in the direction of greater neutrality and greater protection for the constitutional rights that gay people perhaps should have that are enjoyed by other Americans.
Both the gay rights and affirmative action cases will be heard early next year, with decisions expected by summer. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.